Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I really mean that. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being, you know, part of the solution. It's really the big deal, is that you're involved and engaged enough to know. You know, you can send me an email. You can send me a text message. If you want to be involved in Texas, text alerts. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. So, and get your information. Get what you need. Because some of you react when you get a tweet. You react when you get a text from a friend, or you see the title go by, you know, on a story or what have you. Don't do that. They're just going to make a fool out of you. Don't do that. Really. I was talking in the last hour, partly, about Jim Acosta, who's just, you know what, they almost believe that their press passes are more important than America voting on a president. That their job is to go after the president. Their job is to make sure that they tear, well, Republican president, conservative presidents, down. You wouldn't have half this media noise if Hillary Clinton was president. We'd be in wars all over the place. Nobody would care. You know, that's how she makes her money. But you wouldn't have this kind of noise. Wouldn't happen. And Acosta, he needs to have his media credentials pulled. He needs to be able to sit on the sideline. I mean, I want him to sit on the outside of the wall. And you could send other reporters in. But I want him on the outside of the wall begging, wondering, pleading what's going on inside the newsroom. You know, the press room. Finally, a college taking a smart move, or the students anyway. That's right, UCLA students, they dropped the indoctrinating class after the professor said that, hey, you should advocate for illegal aliens. It's been just over 3 weeks since most California colleges announced the suspension of in-person courses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, during that time, many students and professors and faculty members, they've begun to transition to online lectures. But the transition has dissuaded some of the faculty members from pushing their own political views. In a video obtained by Campus Reform of a pre-recorded online lecture, now, the UCLA instructor, Kent Wong, he can be seen explaining to the class that students with the stated purpose of advancing the campaign for sanctuary for undocumented students. It wasn't an assignment. UCLA student Josh Bates said, who enrolled in the class, told Campus Reform it was a theme of the whole class. If it was just an assignment, I could write a paper. I could take one die grade for this one and to win the whole class. But this was the syllabus of the whole class, and it was wrong. That simple. The project was assigned to students in a course titled Nonviolence and Social Movements. I would have thought that would have been something like about Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King Jr., right? Nonviolence for social movements. Wong has heard explaining the importance of assignment by staffing. This is a critical campaign. It's a critical issue, especially now when immigrant students and immigrant communities are under fierce attack by the current administration. Not really. I think the coronavirus is under fierce attack, don't you? Beatty expressed his concern to campus reform about the course and its objectives. I've taken a lot of general ed classes, so I kind of gotten used to the left bias and everything. He said, this one made me feel blatantly disrespected, though. You know, this is great. Conservative students should be stepping up. But step up in groups, not just one at a time. Look, you're going to see a major change in education here. I'm already getting calls from parents. They're calling the wrong person, but they think that they're calling somebody who has control over their schools, and they're mostly elementary school parents. Telling me they can't believe the garbage, first of all, that they're teaching their kids in school. And I'm thinking, really? Is this the first time you've looked at the work your kids are doing? And then secondly, some of them are getting the sex ed curriculum that they're supposed to teach. And they're flipping out because they don't even want to look at the pictures. Think about that one. And one person today told me their kid was being taught math, and for what it took their kid 70 steps to do, they did it 7. But it's not the way they're supposed to be teaching. I mean, the parents. The parents are supposed to teach like the school wants them to. So let's make school less fun. Let's make it harder so the kids will want to do more. And these people have been educating your kids for decades. They've never changed. You keep thinking that the Democrats care more about your kids than Republicans do or conservatives? That's not true. Really isn't. You look in California alone, with over 1,000 school districts, the majority of those districts, majority of, are run by Republicans. They're by Republican officials. And even though the school system as a whole in California is bad, those school districts do well. The ones run by pretty much 100% Democrat, you know, that one, what is it, Los Angeles Unified and Oakland and San Francisco. Yeah, not so good. Beatty expresses concerns to campus reform about the course and its objectives. Beatty stated that the course had originally been offered and marketed as an African American studies class. He said, I'm sitting here as a half black, half white mixed male at UCLA, and I want to learn about my black heritage, but I can't. What I have to learn is about how to make sure that illegal aliens coming up from South America can stay here. Nothing to do with the class. Joe Mancini, your host. Danny Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far, a lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening real fast on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, be involved, be engaged, get involved, get engaged. You know, it's more than just listening and nodding your head and agreeing. I want you to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. There's chat rooms going on, whether it's on Facebook and on the website itself. But there's a lot happening, a lot for you to engage with. You know, and again, I know you don't come here to be with me on Fridays. You come here to be with this person. Seriously, I know better. All right, we're back at it. I know why you've tuned in today. Come on, let's be honest with each other. I know why you've tuned in today. You want to hear Xander Gibbs. Xander joins me every week. Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Always a pleasure to be here, Joe, and another day alive is a privilege, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? I can tell you, you look around the world. Now, I am not, people know I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy or any of that other garbage or what have you. And I hope people are staying safe. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. I don't know who to believe anymore. You know, that's the point that I've gotten to. I don't know who's telling me the truth, who's embellishing, who's not embellishing so we don't get totally panicked. What's it like there in England?
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people have bought this. And once again, I have to emphasize, because there are so many stupid people in the world. I'm not saying don't take medical advice. I'm saying we should be careful, but we should also be skeptical. My question is, where are all these bodies being buried that have supposedly died?
Yeah, you know, who was it? I was listening to, I know, it's sad, it's my life, but I'm listening to a CNN guy, and he said that, you know, we're looking at 200,000 dead, and I'm thinking, really? Did we have some kind of massive wave overnight that I missed, where, you know, we had a bunch of people drop dead in this country?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even close to that, number one. And look, I'm not, it's almost like the left is rooting for this to happen so they can show how bad Trump is.
Well, the impeachment failed, didn't it? So that they have to use some way of, kind of attacking the president. But I think that Donald is kind of tired of it now. With him, do you honestly think that Donald Trump would want to send people back to work if he thought that this was such a huge risk? Because I don't. You know, we've seen what he's done for the American people. If he felt that the coronavirus, COVID-19, or whatever the heck do you want to call it this week, is so bad, he wouldn't be wanting to send people back to work. And the liberals' heads are on fire again. Oh, Donald Trump wants to kill us. I mean, you deserve it, but no, he doesn't want to kill you.
Well, I tell you what, I love that everything that he says is wrong before he's done with the sentence.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at some of the potential drugs and yet he would say, hey, this looks promising, that looks promising. Now, he's being positive. Do you remember his first State of the Union address? They kept talking about how bad it was because it was so negative and so dark and yada, yada, yada. And now during this, he's talking about, hey, look, we've got a lot of irons in the fire. We've got, you know, some opportunities. It looks like this drug might work or it looks like this might work. And, you know, he's being optimistic and positive, and they're ripping him apart for being optimistic and positive.
But isn't that concerning? Because if he'd have got up there and said, we're all going to die, bigly, there's going to be so many deaths, they would have said, oh, the president is not instilling any kind of positive vibes into the American people. You know, we both know whatever the Donald does, he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't. I don't think that either the UK or the US should have gone on lockdown. They should have done the herd stuff and took care of those that were particularly at risk or quarantined those that were showing symptoms of the virus for as long as they were symptomatic.
Right.
But the whole world's gone mad. It's like the apocalypse has happened. I think that Donald is fed up with this now. He does not want this anymore. I wish Boris would get some of the same.
Yeah, well, Boris, isn't he locked in a room somewhere?
Yes, I've been locked in a room for a week. I feel like I've got very bad cold symptoms. So stay at home. I said to show you would stay at home, so stay at home, or you won't be getting your candy bars back.
Well, you know, you got to look at what's going on here, too. I mean, you're not going to get your check, are you? Huh? Your government,
what?
You're not going to get your U.S. government check. I mean, we're all supposed to get a check for, I think, $1,200. And I don't even pay attention to this stuff anymore because some of it doesn't make any sense at all, you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing about that stimulus check. If I hear one more liberal whining about how much Nancy Pelosi did to get this, she held the country for ransom for favors to be added to the bill. So don't tell me that we have to be grateful to Nancy for that or anything. And the concern is that some on the left are so stupid they can't even see it, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? They don't. Again, you know, it goes back to hate blinds a lot of people. They don't want to see it. You know, you already know that. They hate him so much. You know, these are the people of love and understanding and tolerance. They hate him so much that I don't know. There's nothing really that's going to fix this. Seriously, I mean, at least I don't know. You know, he's going to get another 4 years. Look what's going to happen for four more years. This is what they're going to do.
Oh, of course.
Impeachment round five now.
Yeah, well, already, you know, old bug eye, what's his name, Shifty Schiff, is trying to he already wants to investigate how the president has dealt with the coronavirus. Aren't we tired of this? Aren't Americans tired of this kind of response from the left? I mean, you know, go pass the bill, Shifty.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, and he always looks like, doesn't he always look like he's totally surprised every time somebody says anything or does anything?
Yeah, he looks like he's set on a thumbtack, doesn't he? You know that look on someone's face when they step on a thumbtack or
Yes. Sit
on a thumbtack? You know, he actually looks in that constant state of surprise.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, and it's again, it's sad. I wish these guys would just get to work. You know, and Nancy, right after the bill was passed, she's talking about stimulus version four, you know, because they already have like three little parts of it. Now she's talking about version. These people love to give away money.
Well, did you not see that, what's her name? God, all these names. She was married to her husband, who was her brother. Ilhan Omar basically was saying that all student debt should be forgiven as a part of this. I mean, what kind of freeloaders are these? Okay, all mortgages in America should be forgiven as well at this point, if that's the case.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're talking about holding back, God, I'll remember it on the other side of the break. Jumbo Senior Host, this is The Real Side. Danny Gibb joins us when this is all over. I mean, well, the commercials are all over. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American...
Do it.
Yeah, everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A cheering and applauding crowd of sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt said goodbye to their captain, who was relieved of his command after he raised concerns about a coronavirus outbreak on his ship.
Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley said the ship's commander, Captain Brett Crozier, who was ousted on Thursday, demonstrated poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. The Roosevelt is an aircraft carrier with a crew of nearly 5,000 soldiers. The ship, which was operating in the Pacific, pulled into port in Guam last week after multiple crew members tested positive for the virus. Modley said he had no doubt in his mind that Captain Crozier did what he thought was in the best interest of his crew. Unfortunately, he said it did the opposite. It raised the alarms of the families of the sailors with no plans to address those concerns. Modley also said he'll get reassigned. He is not thrown out of the Navy. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We're back at it with our buddy Xander Gibb. Always appreciate the time that he spends with us. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to find out in a second, but I don't know what it's like in England. And I don't know, you know, Xander, what are you hearing, not just in England, but in Europe as a whole, as to what's going on with this? And I'm going to ask, how are you guys controlling it? Are you?
Control? I don't even know if that's a word that can be used here. I mean, they're looking at this lockdown being extended to July and August. But, you know, I'm not a virologist or an immunologist, but I would know that common sense would tell me that every couple of weeks we should be checking the new infections and the deaths, and if they're halting or going down, then we can relax some of the things that have been put into place. But if you're just going to constantly scare people to death. I mean, I'm not even convinced. I want to see death certificates. I want to see all of the people who supposedly died of the coronavirus and what their symptoms were and how it happened. Because it seems to me that anyone who dies in Italy right now, no disrespect to the Italians before they ride in, but everybody's dying of coronavirus. You know, you were dying in a car accident, automobile accident. You know, it's because of Corona, and that's how I feel this is going right now. They're just kind of like adding to the numbers.
Yeah, I look at, what is it, Italy. We're starting to see some real information on Italy. We're starting to really see that they let this thing get out of hand. And this is my ancestral homeland, if you would. And the truth of the matter is, I've been talking about it on the show, they have among the oldest inhabitants in Europe, if you would. And a lot of the people that had died there were well in their 80s and or, you know, in their late 70s, had active pre-existing conditions.
Right.
You know,
for sure.
And people need to pay attention. You know, details are a big deal. It's funny how when Donald Trump does something, they're all over the detail, but when Nancy Pelosi does something, they're not at all. I mean, that $2 trillion stimulus bill was supposed to be $6 trillion if Nancy had her way, huh?
Yeah, of course, and everyone's mortgage. You know, all senior Democrats were getting, you know, free washing machines, and you know, it was that's how ridiculous the bill was. But can I just point out one thing that I think is very important for people to note right now, Joe? And that's that after H1N1, Barack Obama left the stock so depleted for such an emergency like this that there was nothing left. There were no masks. There were no ventilators. There was no PP stuff. But that's Donald Trump's fault. That Barack Obama didn't do his job well enough and didn't make sure that that he replenished the stocks that he used. I mean, isn't that a disgusting, parasitical way? That was deliberate, if you're asking me. That was to make sure someone looked silly in the event of a crisis.
Well, I don't know. The reason I'm stuttering so much is because I am so mad as I read. People are sending me some emails and some links to some stories that I am so mad at the Democrats looking at this and taking advantage of the situation. And not that I expected anything else from them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that much. I don't have my head that deep in the sand, if you would. But these guys, they don't care about Americans. They just don't care.
No. Yeah. And they resort to the same tactics again, like Joy-Ann Reid. She was trash talking the president just for a change the other day on social media, and I said this is the price we have to pay for affirmative action, because she wasn't given the job because she's any good. She was given the job because she's black, but apparently that makes me racist to disagree with her and point out that she's not very good at what she does.
Yeah.
But here's the concern for me. Any political commentator, regardless of the color of their skin, should be commenting on the fact.
Yeah.
But what she does is she puts her opinion across as factual. And that really bothers me. So why was she given the job, Joe? It wasn't because she's good at what she does. You know, she was some unknown radio hack from down in Florida, and they decided to give her a primetime television spot. And she's not good at what she does. I mean, there are some liberal hosts that are really good at what they do. I don't agree with their commentary, but they're good at what they do. But this woman was not. So tell me why she was given the job.
Well, I'll do one better for you. Look at CNN as a whole, and look at some of the lineup, and look at some of their what do you want to call them? I should have been cons that they have on the show, that the people that should be in jail for doing the same thing that, or we've proved they've done the same thing that guys like General Flynn, you know, we're going to go to jail for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they get away with it. And they won't even answer you. When you bring it up to them, they won't even answer you. Now, Mark Cuban, the guy that just, we all know he hates Trump. Can't stand him. Isn't it interesting that as of late, what's he saying? You know, hey, look, you got to give the guy credit where credit's due. You know, so even though I'm not a fan of Cubans either, but to have him sit there and start saying the president has done all the right things in this. This is where he's done right. This is what he's done right here with this. I don't care about his, you know, I don't care for his tweets. I don't care for the way he handles certain things. But we've got to stop this hate fest and give him credit where it's due. I wish more Dems were like him. Don't you?
I absolutely do, because I think what's important at the end of the day is common sense politics. And if he's doing a good job, which he is, it shouldn't matter what side you are on of the political aisle. You should be able to give credit where credit's due and be grateful that the country is getting better. Because before this coronavirus stuff came along, we were doing pretty good there, you know?
Oh, yeah, we were crazy. Look, I'm not a conspiracy guy. But the more people I have on the show, the more research that I do, I've got to tell you, I don't believe that the Dems were in on this. I think that the Chinese knew exactly what they're doing, know what they're doing. And I think what happened was as it started to roll out here, the Democrats saw an opportunity to get even, you know, to try to put this all on Trump. Notice how everything else is gone. Talk about, you know, the talk about impeachment number two was gone for a while there. You know, they honed in on this. They're screaming about what the president did. They're actually lying about what he did. you know, when you talk about how it hit the time frame when he was asking people, hey, look, I'm going to stop people coming in here from China. Well, you racist, you bigot, you homie, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And now they're saying he wouldn't act fast enough. I mean, this is like the delusion of the left, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. And I think that, you know, everything that he says is twisted so badly, like, you know, the accusation that he said that the coronavirus was fake. You know, he said the Democrats' response was fake.
Right.
But the trouble is people buy it. And people like Chuck Schumer delete their tweets. You know, he tweeted, I think it was on the 5th of February, that I'm paraphrasing, but basically that Donald Trump's response to this with regards to closing the borders was discriminatory. So protecting American citizens is now discriminatory. But he soon deleted his tweet. You know, James Woods got it. James Woods copied it.
Yep.
But they tried to ban James Woods, saying it was fake. And this is the thing. I want the same level of transparency on the left and the right, but that's only happening with our side right now, and that's a concern to me.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse. You know, I said it earlier, not that I have a crystal ball or anything, but it's just based on past experience with these people. It's going to get worse because they're going to stifle Facebook and Twitter, and the rest of them are going to stifle our message more and more and more. And unless you're on, you've got an outlet and an audience of your own, you're not going to be able to get your message out on social media. And look what's happening now. Yeah, again, with the coronavirus, even just laying out simple fact. Here's how many people died. You know, here's how many people were affected with it. The numbers don't jive. Don't jive for an epidemic type of thing. And they'll pull it down and they give you warnings. It's just not right. You can respond after the break because some of us got to make some money, maybe, kind of, sort of. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Yeah, and always Andy comes up. Now, some of you don't know it, but he is actually in England. And we recorded earlier just so you get today's information. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Andy joins us after the break. Don't go far.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
You're back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who's up? The guy you've been waiting for. I know it. We're back with our buddy Xander Gibb. Always a pleasure to have you with us. He helps us kind of kick off the weekend and get rolling. Although, man, it's been, I don't know what it's like in England, but here it's been like a continual kind of quiet. You know, the only mad rush is to the to the supermarket for toilet paper or something like that.
I want to sing that song from the 80s. Do you remember that song? This town's becoming like a ghost town.
It's when adding a line. And
That always works out well, doesn't it? God bless. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, Sandy Gibb, again, I have to pre-record some of these stuff. He's in England, which is almost eight. Think about that. He's almost 8 hours ahead of us. So we'll give it another shot, see what we can do here. The magic of technology.
People are losing their livelihoods. You know, people have already lost their businesses just in a couple of weeks, because most food industry businesses, you know, they only need a couple of days without any income, and that's it. They're done, you know?
Yep. Hey, you know, I'll switch gears a little bit here, and things have changed dramatically in our everyday lives from a standpoint of education, for instance. You know, schools are doing online learning now, you know, and I'm talking about the K through 12 level, not just the college and what have you, because at the college level, there already are a lot of online classes. And, you know, as a school board trustee, I'm looking at this saying, look, we spend a billion dollars a year, you know, on building new facilities and you know, keeping up or maintaining the facilities we already have. This may change. This might be a whole paradigm change as to how we educate our young people, because they're much more into the electronics and more open to learning that way. Give me your thoughts on that. I'm curious.
Well, a lot of my friends have been homeschooling their children for a long time, and I think that homeschooling is fine as long as the standard of education they're getting is up to par. But I know that, you know, taking your kid to the ice cream parlor to count jelly beans while you and your friend sit and chat is really not educational. However, a lot of people have got it down pat. A lot of people have, they pay educational planners. They'll come and tell them what lessons to do, you know, more practical applications of that kind of thing. And I think a lot of people will not send their kids back to school, but it is a huge commitment, and you have to, you know, the diehard homeschoolers are really good at what they do, and they're helping others right now to be able to do that also. But the concern is, for me, like I said, you know, letting your kids sit and count how many jelly beans are in the jar while you drink coffee is not educational. So either do it and do it well, or don't do it.
No. You're being a little harsh there. Maybe it's basic math skills that they didn't have before. You know, they can relate to jelly beans. I don't know. You know, you just never know. Yeah.
Please.
Guy, and it's the same thing with work. I think the work home environment is going to change tremendously too. I think that the businesses, especially smaller ones now, CPA firms and such, the ones that you don't actually have required to have a piece of machinery in front of you, they're going to have a whole different way of working. They're going to, you know, again, a lot of people may still work from home once this all clears up, because they're set up to do it.
Of course. I as a person with disabilities, when I've had like mainstream jobs, I've often had it written into my contract that I get to work from home once a week or as necessary, because, you know, for people with mobility problems, you're not always going to be able to get into the office. So it's a more modern way of doing things. But, you know, I was doing this before it became popular. So, you know.
Yeah. No, I look at, again, we've been working, I've been in the technology world 20 plus years, and we've been looking at how people work from home. I've helped people set up working from home for years and years and years, and always been amazed that it isn't happening faster, better, what have you. Because if you think about the amount of money these companies spend on office space and getting people in town and again, you know, reimbursing them the money they spend when they have to park in big cities or what have you, I would have thought by now they would have figured out it was more cost effective, even if it meant paying somebody a portion of rent on their home to be, you know, to work out of their house. Because it is. And what about these meetings? I mean, why the heck are we flying all over the country to begin with? You would think these green freaks, the people that are in technology, look at all the webinars we're having now, the web meetings, the, you know what I'm saying, your Zoom stock, it should be skyrocketing at this point because everybody's using their services.
This exactly.
It kind of forced us into a position to go, okay, we need to rethink how we do business. And it's not a bad thing. Do you agree?
I do. One of the things that the hilarious things that I think come from this is the left are now spinning that the hole in the ozone layer is, you know, even just after these few days, is nearly... healed.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really that bad if it's healed that quickly.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm watching stories on a daily basis that are coming across going, yes, after just a few days of not driving our cars around, the air in Los Angeles has returned to, and I'm going, you know what, these eco freaks, these green freaks, they're going to use this to say, look, we got the cars off the street just for a couple of weeks, and look at the difference it made.
Hey, but we got what's that group called that they're kind of like the modern day Friends of the Earth? You know, they were blocking traffic in major cities like that. We got them off the streets as well because of this. Because they're too afraid to go out because they don't want to catch the coronavirus.
Maybe it's because we got AOC and Schumer off the street. I don't know. That could be it too.
Yeah. Oh, let's hope they continue working from home. I mean, that would be
awesome.
Amazing. But one person that's working from home right now is Fredo Cuomo.
Yeah.
And did you see the video with him and his brother? They were practically licking the back of each other's heads.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you're so wonderful at what you do. Oh, and you're so great at what you do. It was like, please, do we have to see this level of fawning from Fredo Sr. and Fredo Jr.? I mean, it's embarrassing for them.
How about the part where he goes, yeah, mom likes you better. No, mom likes you better. It's like, really? What are we, in high school now?
Yeah.
You know, and listen, with all due respect, and not to be nasty, I mean, if Fredo's really got this, and we wish him well, I don't wish... You know, it's funny, unlike the left, even people I can't stand, I don't want them to be in pain. I don't want them hurting.
No.
It isn't right, you know?
No. In fact, I'm sure you do too, but I get a lot of emails. I had an email this last week saying, did I really hate Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton? I don't hate them.
No.
I just don't like what they do.
Tremendously dislike what they do. Not even a little bit. And I keep trying to tell people that. This is nothing to do, you know, it's nothing to do with a personality with somebody. I don't care if you were my brother and you're doing some of the things that Pelosi's doing. I'm not going to like you either. All right? As a human being,
exactly.
She deserves love and respect and that kind of stuff. I got that. But it doesn't give her an open checkbook to take advantage of us. And you and I have both been outspoken about Trump as well at times. You know, we're not 110% Trump lovers, if you would, for lack of a better term.
Yes, we are Trump-hats. I love it. I love it on social media when they go, oh, you would agree with anything that the orange man does because you're a Trumper. I am not a Trumper. I am a Trump-hat. Get it right. But, you know, the other side of that coin is that I'm not too much of a Trump-hat to be able to call him out when he does things that I disagree with.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't think he doesn't want people to follow him blindly.
That's right.
You know, he, as the president, needs people to point out when he makes a mistake, and he does. He has made mistakes.
Yeah. And neither one of us are afraid to do it. I mean, seriously, I mean, people, we're not just talking. Both of us, if you go back and listen to the shows, our respective shows, and even together on this show, we've called him out several times on things we think he shouldn't be doing. I always go back to when we had the fires in Northern California. You know, it was inappropriate for him to start nailing the governor in the middle of the fires while firemen were dying. He should have waited. Let him have it afterward. After the fires are out, go to town.
Sure. But, you know, the thing is, for me, there are enough people trash-talking him 24-7 to not need to always jump on that bandwagon. When he calls me every week, I tell him, you know, what he's done that I don't like, and we move on from there.
Yeah,
you know,
Donnie, what are you doing, Donnie?
Me and McDonald's are tight,
right?
You know.
He's got your cell phone on, right? I got it. Hey, tell people where they can find you, and don't give them the exact address, because you know they'll show up.
You can find me at xandergibb.com and on the Xander Gibb Show Fridays, 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the UK, but 10 the next day in Australia, mate.
never mind. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. Got a lot more coming up. Don't go far. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen, we do have a lot coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about this tax situation and whether or not some of you are still under the impression that you get an auto extension from the government when it comes to your taxes this year. Sorry, not how it's going to pan out. We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host.